Hello and welcome back once again to A Place to Grow. Every weekday, Pastor Stephen R. Hill of Spirit Life Church in Hurst, Texas has a life-changing message that will help you to determine God's destiny for your life. This program will help you to identify and use the gifts that God has given you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. Now here's Pastor Steve.
We've been discussing important truths that impact both time and eternity. God created and entrusted you with a prophetic assignment in life. And the Holy Spirit is the most important key to discovering your purpose and your destiny. He is the one who empowers you to wrestle successfully for your destiny and win. Now, there will always be struggle between your flesh, that is your old nature, trying to retake control over the actions of your life and the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit changed your life and gave you a desire to obey God when you accepted Jesus Christ, but you can always choose whose direction you will follow. Galatians chapter 5 and 16 tells us about this struggle, tells us about this conflict. It says, let the Holy Spirit guide your lives. Then you won't be doing what your old nature craves. The old nature wants to return to evil, which is just the opposite of what the Holy Spirit wants. And the Spirit gives us desires that are the opposite of what the old nature desires. These two forces are constantly fighting against each other. I want you to repeat after me, the Holy Spirit helps me wrestle for my destiny. Now listen to what Jesus told his disciples. He said in Acts 1 and 8, you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses, telling people about me everywhere. That word power in the original language is dunamis. It means miraculous power, extraordinary ability given by God. Now, one of the reasons life feels like a struggle is because that we are engaged in a spiritual war with evil. We don't have to question that. We see that every single day. Just listen to the news. But the Bible explains it to us this way in Ephesians 6 and 11. Put on all of God's armor so that you will be able to stand firm against all of the strategies of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood enemies, but against evil rulers and authorities of the unseen world, against powers in this dark world, and against evil spirits. And although God has given you through Jesus Christ power to win over the devil, you still have to wrestle with your past. You still have to wrestle with temptations and evil and fear so that you can fulfill God's purpose and potential for your life. Now, I want to warn you against something, because it's so easy to get caught up in this world and what's happening in our society and in our culture. Listen, don't let the hectic pace of life deceive you, because your activities without real spiritual meaning are useless. In fact, it may even bring judgment upon your life. Jesus gave a parable about success that I want to share with you right now. In Luke chapter 12 and 16, he told this story. He said, a rich man had a fertile farm that produced fine crops. And he said to himself, what should I do? I don't have enough room for all of my crops. Then he said, I know, I'll tear down my barns and build bigger ones. Then I'll have room enough to store all my wheat and all of my other goods. And I'll sit back and say to myself, my friend, you have enough stored away for years to come. Take it easy, eat, drink, and be merry. But God said to him, you fool, you will die this very night. Then who will get everything that you worked for? Yes, a person is a fool to store up earthly wealth, but not have a rich relationship with God. One of the greatest tragedies in life is not death, but a life not focused on pursuing your divine purpose. Because life's true meaning is only found in fulfilling your God-given purpose. Don't let opposition cause you to stop praying and pursuing for the dreams that God has given you. You know, someone once said, the graveyard is the richest place on earth because it is here that you'll find all the hopes and the dreams that were never fulfilled, the books that were never written, the songs that were never sung, the inventions that were never shared, the cures that were never discovered, all because someone did not pursue and recognize their dream. Folks, listen, life is too short. It's time for us to begin to consider what is important in life. We need to consider our trajectory in life, our dreams, our goals. We need to think clearly about our destination. How do we want to end up? See, this is where the Holy Spirit comes in, because those are still spiritual questions. They may seem like natural questions, but they're really spiritual questions, because none of us know the future. We don't know what our end is going to be. We don't know what is ahead in life for us. So God sent the Holy Spirit to be our friend, to be our guide, and to help us to fulfill our potential in life. The Bible says in Romans 8 and 14, for all who are led by the Holy Spirit are the children of God. Now, who is the Holy Spirit? Well, the Holy Spirit is God. He is equal to God the Father and Jesus Christ. He is divine. He is worthy of worship and love and obedience. Jesus mentions him in Matthew chapter 28 and 18, where he says, baptize new believers in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the third person of the Trinity. The Bible tells us that he possesses all of the divine attributes of God and Christ. One being, he is eternal. He had no beginning, and he has no end. The Bible tells us in Hebrews chapter 9 and 14, for by the help of the eternal Spirit, Christ willingly gave himself to God to die for our sins. The Holy Spirit is also omnipresent. That means he is everywhere present. In Psalm 139 and 7, it says, where can I go from your Spirit? Or where can I flee from your presence? If I ascend to heaven, you're there. If I make my bed in Sheol or hell, behold, you are there. The Holy Spirit is also omniscient. That means he possesses knowledge and wisdom about everything. He knows everything without limitation. It says in Psalm 139, verses 1 through 4, O Lord, you have examined my heart and you know everything about me. You know when I sit down or when I stand up. You know my every thought. You know what I'm going to say even before I say it. The Holy Spirit is also omnipotent. That means he's all-powerful. In fact, he was involved in creation. In Genesis chapter 1 and 1, it says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, and the Spirit of God moved upon the faces of the water. And whatever God spoke, the Holy Spirit created. In Job chapter 33 and verse 4, it says, the Spirit of God hath made me, and the breath of the Almighty has given me life. The Holy Spirit also possesses a personality. He's like you and me in that respect. He possesses knowledge. He has a will. The Bible says that he gives to each individual different gifts as he wills. The Holy Spirit speaks. The Bible says, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying. The Holy Spirit has emotions. He can be grieved. It says in Ephesians chapter 4 and 30, do not grieve the Holy Spirit, with whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. The Bible says that he is good. It says in Nehemiah 9 and 20, you gave us your good Spirit to instruct us. Now, a few translations for the word good in Hebrew are loving, precious, kind, cheerful, gracious. All of these are attributes of the Holy Spirit. Now, God desires for the Holy Spirit to be your closest friend so that you will fulfill his assigned purpose and plan and destiny for your life. Now listen to this scripture, and this is in 2 Corinthians 13 and 14. It says, may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Now, to fellowship means to associate with. It means to become partners. It means to become good friends. He is God. He is the presence of God on earth. You know, when Jesus said, I will never leave you or forsake you, he was talking about the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is here with us right here in this service. And he knows everything about you. Just like I said, he's omnipresent, everywhere present. He's omniscient. He knows everything. And his desire is to fulfill God's purpose and plan for your life. He's come to give us the power to do it. He's come to guide us in doing it as well. The Holy Spirit's role in the Trinity is to teach us, to guide us, and to show us how to fulfill our divine purpose and destiny.
Thanks for joining us today for A Place to Grow. We hope you're enjoying today's message. Now here's Pastor Steve with an invitation for you.
Hi everyone, this is Pastor Steve. I want to invite you to our Good Friday Candlelight Communion service, April 18th at 7:30 p.m. Our annual Good Friday service is one where the presence of God is so real. Many people are healed. Many receive a personal word from the Lord as well. You won't want to miss this special service. Please consider joining us on Sunday for our Easter Resurrection service as well.
Come and be with us on April 18th for our Good Friday Candlelight Communion service. Then join us Easter Sunday at 10:30 a.m. for a special service as we celebrate together. The church is located in the heart of the Metroplex at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. You can get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Now let's get back into today's message.
When you testify or share about Jesus, that some miracle could take place, something special could take place, to prove to people what you're saying is true. Let's give God a hand of praise for that. I don't know if we thought of that before. Some people think it's just the word that's enough, but that is not how the gospel was presented from the very beginning. People saw signs and wonders and miracles, and that convinced them more than the rhetoric that people were talking about. Let me give you some insight to the early church. First, let me talk about the Apostle Paul. Now, the Apostle Paul, he was a very religious man. He was like one of the top Pharisees. That means of his particular sect, he was very, very religious and a leader. One day, he had an experience with Jesus. He was on what they call the road to Damascus, and he was going to lock up some more Christians because he didn't like Christians. He felt they really were individuals who had kind of rebelled against the Jewish faith in following Jesus Christ. Well, the Bible says that he had a vision that knocked him off his horse, and he said, who art thou, Lord? He saw this blinding light, and Jesus said, it's me. It's me. You're persecuting me. And as a result of that, the Bible says that he had an encounter with Jesus Christ that changed his life. And now he begins to preach the gospel. When he first started going to church, everybody was afraid, though, because he was a persecutor of Christians. Paul would walk in the door and sit down in the church, and everybody in the church would get up and walk out. He'd been there by himself, wondering what happened. Well, you are a persecutor, my friend. They thought that the people were going to come and arrest them. And this would happen over and over again until a Christian named Barnabas took him to the disciples and said, look, this guy is for real. He's a real deal. He's accepted Jesus as Savior. Can't we use him? And his testimony then began to win many people who did not know Jesus Christ, because they said, if this guy can believe in God, anybody can believe in God. Some of you are probably out there just like that right now. People have come to the Lord because of your testimony, because they knew you BC before Christ. And you were a hellraiser and everything else that I can't mention here from the platform. So God will take you from the guttermost to the uttermost to use your life to prove to people that Jesus Christ is real. Now listen to what Paul said in 1 Corinthians 2 and 4. He said, my message and my preaching were not with wise and persuasive words, but with the demonstration of the Spirit's power, so that your faith would not rest on men's wisdom, but on the power of God. The Bible tells us of those first believers that all of the believers devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship together, sharing in the Lord's Supper, which we had today, and in prayer. The Bible says there was a deep sense of awe that came over them all, and the apostles performed many miracles, signs, and wonders. It goes on to say in Acts 5 and 12, the apostles were performing many miraculous signs and wonders among the people, and all of the believers were meeting regularly at the temple, but no one else dared to join them, even those who had high regard for them. This was because they had heard the rumor or the incident that happened in church. Recent to this being written, you want to know what happened in church? Two church people got up and lied in church, and they both fell down dead. So people who didn't know the Lord, they didn't like, man, my life's not right enough to go into church. So the Bible says that they would not join themselves with these church people, but they really, really were friendly toward them, and they respected them, knowing that the power of God was with them. The Bible says the more people believed, and they were brought to the Lord, both crowds of men and women. As a result of the apostles' work, sick people were brought out into the streets on beds and mats, so that Peter's shadow might fall across some of them, and as he went by, they were healed. This is saying that the shadow of Peter actually walked by people and they got up if they were lame or if they had a sickness in their body, and they were totally healed. It goes on to say crowds came from the villages around Jerusalem bringing their sick and those possessed with evil spirits, and they were all healed. We're going to talk more about this next week, but some of you right now are probably saying, how can I develop a relationship with the Holy Spirit like that? I want that kind of power in my life. I'm just going to give you just a few tips here. Number one, you've got to love God and obey Jesus Christ with your whole heart. The Bible says in John 14 and 15, if you love me, obey my commandments, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate. He is the Holy Spirit. You receive the Holy Spirit as a result of your obedience to God and accepting Jesus Christ as personal Savior. It says in Acts 5 and 32, the Holy Spirit is given by God to those who obey him. Now, number two, develop consistent fellowship with the Holy Spirit. He's with us. Remember I said he's always with us. Listen to what David said in Psalm 55 and 17, evening and morning and at noon I will pray, and I will cry aloud, and you will hear my voice. The Bible tells us of Jesus' prayer life. It says, it came to pass in those days that he went out to the mountain to pray and continued all night long in prayer. Another scripture verse in Mark 1 and 35 says, now in the morning, having risen a long while before daylight, Jesus went out and departed into a solitary place, and he prayed. See, prayer, consistent prayer, lets the Holy Spirit know you're serious about that relationship. Now, let me help you with this. See, relationships are relationships. So when you have a relationship with God, the Holy Spirit, it's like having a relationship with anybody else. You've got to show that you really want a relationship. You can't act like you're all interested in a person and then you have a date or you say you're going to call and you don't call. Or you say, I'm going to meet you here, and you meet them there one day. The next day, you're not there. That's what we're talking about, consistency. If you're really serious about the Holy Spirit and knowing Him and having His power in your life to fulfill your prophetic destiny, you've got to spend time with Him, but you've got to be consistent. So here's one way that might help you. Set a time and a place to meet with Him to pray. It could be in your office. It could be in your car. Wherever your bedroom, wherever your closet, wherever you have some time. And just the same place, try to do it at the same time every day. Make an appointment with the Holy Spirit. Let Him know, okay, so tomorrow at about this time, this is when we're going to meet. I'll be here, you be here. Morning is generally the best time to do that if you have a life. Because if you have a life after morning, then it takes on its own qualities. Once again, Psalm 5:3 says, my voice you shall hear in the morning, O Lord. In the morning I will direct my prayer and I will look up to you. So it's a good time to seek God's face. Now, as you develop consistency with the Holy Spirit, He's going to start waking you up in the morning. So get ready. If you love your sleep, you may want to put this off. Because the Holy Spirit is going to start waking you up early in the morning so that He can talk to you. Listen to what it says in Isaiah 50 and verse 4. He awakens me morning by morning. He awakens my ear to hear as to learn. The Lord has opened my ear, and I was not rebellious, nor did I turn away. In other words, I didn't go back to sleep. When He called upon me, I stayed up. I listened to what the Holy Spirit had to say. Now, let me just say this to you guys. This is a supernatural relationship. The Bible tells us that we can only come to God as He draws us. Now, God wants to draw us, but you need to pray to be drawn. There's a scripture verse in Song of Solomon 1:4. It says, draw me and I will run after you. You have to pray that God will put this in your heart for you to pursue the Holy Spirit, for you to pursue your divine destiny in life. And you have to walk with the Holy Spirit every day. You can't like say, hey, stay here today. I got some places you probably wouldn't appreciate. No, you got to walk with the Holy Spirit every day. You got to realize He is with you in what you watch, what you say, and where you go. He's with you all the time. So you've got to be in places that He would go in. His name is Holy Spirit, all right? So that means to be set apart and to be righteous and to do the things that God expects us to do from this book. The Bible says in Galatians 5:16, walk with the Spirit and you will not fulfill the desires of the flesh. When we walk, it means to be occupied with. It actually means to walk and to talk with someone as your companion. And this is the relationship that God wants you to have with His Holy Spirit. And this is the relationship that God has sent for you to fulfill your prophetic destiny. How many of you really want to fulfill the reason you were born?
Thank you for joining us again today for A Place to Grow. If you would like to get a copy of today's message, you can download it for free by going to our website, aplacetogrow.org. Navigate to the Media tab and click on Audio Messages. You can also help us keep this radio ministry alive by making a donation on our website as well. That's aplacetogrow.org. The title of today's message is The Holy Spirit and Wrestling for Your Destiny. Now, Pastor Steve would like to pray with you.
Thank you for listening to A Place to Grow. I want to encourage you that God has a plan for your life, regardless of how things may be going right now, the difficulties and the circumstances and situations you may find yourself in, I want to encourage you to know that God will help you. He will deliver you. He will make a way. Let's pray together. Father, I want to thank you for these faithful listeners. And I'm asking you right now in the name of your Son, Jesus, that you would move on their behalf. Whatever the situation is, change it. Whatever the need is, meet the need. Bless them, my Father, I pray. Draw us closer to you, even as we continue to pray and to seek you for your direction in our lives. Bless us today.
in Jesus' name. I believe that God has great things in store for your life. So keep on praying and believing, and keep listening to A Place to Grow. God bless you today.
Well, we hope you were touched by today's message. We're honored to have you with us and look forward to seeing you at our Spirit-filled worship service every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. At Spirit Life Church, we strive to create a welcoming and safe space for everyone to experience God's presence. Stay connected with us throughout the week by visiting our Spirit Life Church International YouTube channel and Facebook page, where you'll find uplifting messages and lots more. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hurst, Texas. For more details, head to our website at aplacetogrow.org. And don't forget to join us every weekday at 4 p.m. and on Sunday afternoons at 2:30 right here on Bible School Radio, 91.3 KDKR.